This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bad month for Democrats so far. Bad year for Democrats so far. Somebody predicted this. I don't know who, but maybe it was Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Maybe I did it. Maybe I was the one that said, you know what, I don't think it's going to be a very good year for the Democrats. In fact, I know it was. Not trying to pat myself on the back because I don't need to. The facts be the facts, okay? Okay, where do we start with a bad month? The week of February the 7th, you want to know what they were saying? All week, bad week for Democrats. It was a bad week for the Democrats. You want to know why? Because of the State of the Union address. They had shut down the government. Nancy Pelosi wanted the government reopened so they could allow for immigrants to come in, illegals, to come into this country and to continue killing at will. The people who are for sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, sanctuary colleges and universities, they're using your tax dollars to actually give health care, to give welfare, to give all the rights, all the entitlements of a citizen to somebody who hasn't paid a thing, to somebody who won't get in line and do it the right way through our very legal system. And those are the people they're wanting to protect it, and they're using the government, they're using your tax dollars and demagoguing an issue in order to make themselves look good. That's where we started. So Donald Trump says, you know what? I don't want to do your State of the Union. I'll do it. He played by the rules, I guess is what I'm saying. He said, I'm not going to go through the Senate. I'm not going to do one on my own. It would have garnered amazing support, but he didn't. He says, you know what? I'll open the government for 2 weeks, and you guys get your act together, and if you give me a program that I like, I'll sign it. If you don't, maybe I'll sign it, and then I'll declare a national emergency, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But the State of the Union gave Donald Trump a bump in the polls. We'll talk about those in just a bit. I'm just talking about the bad week and now the bad month that the Democrats are experiencing, which, by the way, is going to translate into a bad year for the Democrats. What else did we get? State of the Union, Trump polling, then we got blackface politicians. Oh my gosh, the governor that they put into office, that they railroaded into office in Virginia, he was supposed to be a centrist. Then he was determined, oh my gosh, he's a racist. You want to know why? Because he did blackface when he was 13 years old or whatever it was. So then they said, you know what? Perfect way to, you know, shoehorn a black dude into a governorship. So that's when they said, hey, let's get our black lieutenant governor and let's make him governor. And you know what happened then? Well, sexual abuse. Holy cow, Democrats, what are you going to do? You can no longer shoehorn your black guy in there. So now he's in trouble. The Virginia Black Caucus has abandoned him. The Virginia, all these different groups are abandoning him. He's probably going to lose his career in a law practice. And I say, good riddance. Good riddance. Way to go, Me Too movement. Way to go, Black Lives Matter. Way to go, blackface or whatever else. Because you know what? Liberalism destroys. It destroys itself too. And this is what we're witnessing. In the real world, I would be sympathetic for the guy. I'd say, you know what? Let's look at what he's done. Let's analyze it. Let's make sure that he's being accused, blah, blah, blah. But we've been through Kavanaugh. We've been through Donald Trump. We've been through many other iterations of this. So you know what? Turnabout's fair play, leftist. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk real talk today and every day. It's not anything different. We do this every day. Glad you guys are here. What else? Bad week for the Democrats. So I need to summarize State of the Union, Trump polling, blackface politicians that led into sexual abuse. Holy mother of Harvey Weinstein, we're back to where we started. Then what about this? Let's kill babies even after they are on the, you know, the ninth month and about to be born. It's still okay. As long as that baby is still in the vessel that carries it, it doesn't matter. And let's giggle about it. Let's laugh about it. You want to know why? Because most of them babies are black gerunds. We're killing them Negroes at the date of birth. And them fools don't even get it. No problem. And, oh, you know what? You're crazy because you want to protect the kid. Just like you'd be crazy if, so, you know, there was a charging, I don't know, crazy rhinoceros coming at a kid and you grabbed it and ran up a tree. You would be crazy to do that, right? See, they want you to feel bad. You, we, us conservatives, we should feel bad. I use a lot of pronouns here, didn't I? You, we, us, them, they, you, her, his. Sound like Captain Kirk. Oh, man, what else did we get? Mocking of the victims of crimes of illegals. The people, the angel mothers, the people who've lost their daughters and their sons to the heinous crimes committed by illegals. And these people tell us, oh, illegals don't do it. Can it commit any more crime than others? We got a clip of Acosta talking to the president about this. So I'm going to cover a lot of these issues today, folks. I ain't going to let you down. No, no, no. I'm going to give you some stuff here. I'm going to give you some meat on the bones. Then what else did we get? We got, I'm talking about the bad week that has turned into a bad month that will turn into a bad year. That is our theme of today. Bum, 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 bum. What else did we get? We got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who gave us the Green New Deal. I keep wanting to call it what is wrong, but it was the Green New Deal. See, it was the New Deal of FDR, and she was going to give us the green version. Oh, yeah. And how did that go over? Like a pregnant pole vaulter. It didn't go over very well. So now the Democrats are playing, you know, recovering from that. They're running like scalded dogs from it. Well, it was a Republican plant. I didn't say all that. It was a leak early, too early. We were still putting the final touches on it. They gave more excuses than Hillary Clinton gave for losing the election. The Green New Deal. Oh, yeah. And here we get to one of my favorites. The hoax. The hoax crime of a Holly weirdo that I told you guys. I told you guys, Jussie Smollett, this was bigger than what you were thinking. This was something that you needed to pay attention to. Because it hits on so many levels. It's supposed to be racism, right? It's supposed to be homophobia. It's supposed to be all these things. It's supposed to be the reason why Donald Trump should have never been elected. And you know what it did? It backfired on these leftists the same way the State of the Union did, the same way the blackface politicians did, the same way the illegals and the border stuff is going to, and all the same way the Green New Deal backfired, because that's what liberalism does. That's what leftism gets, is a backfire. I'll talk more about this hoax crime guy. Then we got an openly anti-Semitic congresswoman who is just off the rails. She's crazier than Ocasio-Cortez. We got a border wall, and probably the biggest story of all, we have an ex-FBI G-man saying, hey, we did try a coup against the president. Bad week, bad month, bad year. Glad you guys are here listening to Kevin Jackson. We got a lot of stuff today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bad week, bad month, bad year for Democrats. Bad decade. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to It's Gonna Be a Bad Decade for Democrats. Leftism has suffered. Beginning in 2016. Now, let me say this. We started putting a dent in it early on. Yeah, pre-Candace Owens and Blexit and all this other stuff. Every time I go around people, hey, Kevin, you know that Candace Owens, you know Candace? And I go, look, I enjoy watching Candace work, but don't act like this girl, like before all this was going on, you know, what was happening? What about us other black people out here doing our jobs? And this isn't spoken based on jealousy, I promise you. It was not spoken based on jealousy. I speak based on truth. Going forward, let me just be very clear. As much as I respect the work of Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk, Charlie is one of my boys. I really admire this kid. But trust me, there are groups pushing this agenda forward in much more aggressive fashion than many of these other groups. And we're one of them. We got a project that we launched. We're hitting black cell phones. We're hitting 151,000 black cell phones in battleground states as a test. If it goes the way we go, we will hit millions repetitively with this test. It's gonna blow your mind. You'll get details of it shortly. Anyway, I'm talking about what's going to be happening in this next election cycle. You are going to drive it. And it, by the way, this isn't just a black thing. You white folks out there who've been apologizing for just being born. Yeah, you're just apologizing for being born. I'm sorry, I was born white. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You can stop. You can stop. And part of it's going to be the work that myself, Candace Owens, and others do. Larry Elder, Clarence Mason Weaver, etc. There's going to be a lot of us doing that stuff, but it's going to be up to you to go, you know what, enough is enough. I read off a list of the bad things that are occurring right now. This ain't black folks that drove the State of the Union. This isn't black folks who are talking about, who are driving Trump's polling. It's not black folks that are talking about blackface politicians on the Democrats. The Democrat sexual abuse, the mocking of the victims of crimes that are by illegals. Black folks aren't the ones mocking the Green New Deal. Black folks aren't the one mocking the hoax crime by this Holly weirdo Jussie Smollett, which I'm going to get into. Black folks aren't the one criticizing this openly anti-Semitic Muslim congresswoman who, by the way, wanted to make insurance companies responsible for paying for terrorist bombings. In other words, if you get one of your kids to get a $500,000 policy against one of your kids and make them a suicide bomber, then they would pay out. You think the black lotto of black kids getting killed and getting these payouts in cities is a big deal? Wait until she introduces what she wants here for us. It isn't black folks that are driving the discussion around border wall. It isn't black folks that are going to drive what's going to happen because of McCabe's FBI confession on 60 Minutes. Come on, people. It's you. Now, I'm glad black folks are there. I'm glad we're doing our part. But don't get it twisted. There's a lot of stuff you do that has nothing to do with us. Am I going to keep working? Absolutely. But my job is really to make you understand you are not the scourge of the earth. As far as this Jussie Smollett thing goes, Larry Elder tweeted, Tawana Brawley was unavailable for comment. Yeah, because this is what this is, another one of these things. And I tweeted this, how much video does Chicago PD have to watch of white people buying bleach? Every white person in the city who was doing laundry was suspect for the better part of a week because of this idiot Jussie Smollett. And I put hashtag bleach prices plunge. That was good. Daddy S. Crackers, he had probably the funniest tweet on this that I had seen. He said, Kathy Griffin, quote, no one can tank a career faster than me. Jussie Smollett, hold my bleach. Now that was funny. You know, it's like those rednecks, hold my beer, hold my beer. You know, the famous last words of a redneck. Oh, man. We are feasting right now, conservatives. I hope you're having a good time listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And by the way, spread the word. Let people know they can get this show on Spreaker. They can get it on SoundCloud, iTunes, any of those platforms. iHeart, we are there. This guy wrote a piece in the Washington Times about a revealing 2 weeks for the Democrats. As I said, great week, great months, great year, and now great decade. He says it took just a fortnight for the Democratic Party to reveal to the American people just who they are and what they stand for. It began with Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a politician whom his party likes to describe as moderate. Described in a cold, clinical way, the abortion policies he and his party are pushing at the state level under the guise of women's reproductive health. Let me tell you something, folks. If you want me to tackle abortion, I could put a dent in it so quickly it would make your head spin. Because all you got to do is make it about black folks. Make it about the killing of black babies, the targeting, the genocide, etc., and make Planned Parenthood the responsible person for it, because guess what? They are. That's all you got to do. Forget all the other stuff. Colorize it. Colorize it. Make it always about black babies. Make it always about black issues. tied into crime stats and all this other stuff, and it would be done. Black folks would, they're talking about killing all these white babies, be up in arms. Anyway, the guy says the infant would be delivered, Mr. Northam describes, sounding like a country pediatrician he was before entering the world of Democratic politics. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physician and the mother. Democrats, the party of keeping black babies comfortable after birth while their fate is discussed. Then Mr. Northam had to stave off a firestorm when a photo from his medical school yearbook page revealed a man in a KKK hood with a... I mean, I want you to understand, this is a guy that's talking about killing babies, black babies, mostly in 300% the numbers of other babies. And now he's in a KKK, you know, blackface. He's in blackface standing with a KKK guy. That couldn't look too good to the Democrats. He said apparently when the future governor wasn't learning how to keep just born infants comfortable before killing them, he was quite the racist jokester. Northam immediately begged for forgiveness for his transactions, which occurred in 1984, when it was a totally normal and acceptable practice for a Klan hood or in blackface. Not the 80s, most of us remember, the writer writes. And the next day, he did a complete 180, denied even being in the picture on his page in his yearbook. It was a simple error. After all, he had appeared in blackface another time as Michael Jackson. This was the beginning, folks. And I don't even know if I'd say it was the beginning, because the Democrats have had a bad year. I mean, they got all their eggs in the basket of Mueller right now. Mueller, please come back with something for us, baby, please. We need a fix. They're tapping their vein. Come on, Mueller. These drug addicts, these junkies, waiting on Mueller to deliver. We got more to discuss.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the President of Brazil to the White House today, and a joint news conference is expected in the Rose Garden. Speaking inside the Oval Office today, though, President Trump says all options remain on the table regarding Venezuela.
The death and the destruction and the hunger, hard to believe one of the wealthiest countries is now one of the poorest and most impoverished countries.
Iowa Senator Republican Joni Ernst will join Vice President Mike Pence in Nebraska to tour flood-damaged areas. At least four people are dead in Iowa and Nebraska from the historic Midwest floods. In Des Moines, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds praised Iowans for helping each other to cope with what's happening.
Iowa's like no other place. We adapt, we solve, and we excel in very difficult times. And there's no doubt in my mind that we'll recover as a state, and Iowans will rebound stronger than ever.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh boy, Democrats, bad week, bad month, bad year, bad decade. Democrats, the party of unequal justice when politicians are accused of sexual assault. But suddenly they got one caught up. This is in the, after the Nordham stuff, folks. This is after the Virginia governor, the moderate, the guy who talked so clinically about killing babies, specifically black babies. Then he gets discovered that he's in a blackface standing with a Klansman. And then they decide to segue and pivot to the black dude. What's his name? Justin something or another, right? He was going to be the Justin Fairfax. Young black man going to step in and become governor. Then a woman accuses him of sexual assault. Then a second woman accuses him of sexual assault. And that, next thing you know, man, the Me Too movement's got to eat another one of its own. Two Democrats eaten by their own movements. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So then Justin Fairfax loses his staff, the endorsement of the black caucus in Virginia. And then what came next? Well, the Green Deal, the much ballyhooed savior of the planet that's going to be destroyed in 12 years. That was the first of Ocasio-Cortez's predictions. Then, within a decade, we're going to go to no energy needs from the grid. You can put your oil away, put your coal away. Don't kill any more whales. Don't chop down any more trees. We're going to do it with renewables. Oh, yeah. So then people got a little bit of a whiff. Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't smell very good. And then they decided, you know what? Well, we got to abandon this Green Deal thing because that's going to crush us. So they did. Then they decided to do this deal for border security, which limits the number of criminal illegal aliens whom federal law enforcement can detain after being apprehended when they've committed a crime. These people want killers on the street. Robert Menendez, he's a guy that, you know, sees prostitutes and sleeps with underage hookers. And he's decided to chime in on it. He says if a person has a driving while under the influence violation, Trump is now making that, saying that's criminal. Well, Bob, it is criminal. It's criminal for us, so why can't it be criminal for them? I want you to understand. Pay attention right now. Don't make me get my spoon out. He wants a crime that you and I go to prison for to be not a criminal offense to an illegal. Now, I don't know how to put that in any other way to make you have some sense about yourself, but that's just crazy talk. An illegal captured in the act of drunken driving outside of your 7-year-old elementary school should not face deportation or even be held for immigration officials to evaluate his case, according to Democrat leaders. The Democrats want the illegal alien shoplifter right back in your store rather than in Honduras. They want the wife-beating illegal immigrant back with his family rather than in his own country. The party of keeping illegal criminals in your neighborhood until they murder somebody. They'll keep them around in an American jail for the rest of their lives if they need to, but God forbid we send them home. Oh my gosh. We got a lot to talk about, folks. Omar, radical Muslim, I'll get to her in a bit. But then we get the revelation by Andrew McCabe. And it's funny, when you listen, I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes report, but Andrew McCabe sitting, he's saying, you know, the president seemed dangerous and I needed to do something. This is an individual citizen who decided to take it upon himself to have a coup against the president, and he says it, and he doesn't even realize what he's saying. And let me tell you something. Thank Jussie Smollett, because the Democrats love what's going on with Jussie Smollett right now, because we're not talking about Andrew McCabe, the guy who admits, we were trying to throw over the president. We were trying to subvert an election. Forget the Russians. I don't even want to hear talk about it. If a Democrat came up and said something about a Russian, pop them in the face. What are you talking to me about? No Russians? You were trying to steal the election with the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and all the people in the Obama administration who were complicit, which, by the way, are going to be dozens, if not hundreds. It may even be thousands. Oh, I'm not. There's no hyperbole here. It could be thousands. And then we get what was, I told you guys, I told you the Smollett story was huge. I told you it was huge. I told you it was a lie. Could you go back? Go back. You can go to my archives. First minute it came out, I said, that's a lie. That doesn't pass the smell test. A guy goes to get a sandwich at 2 a.m. in Chicago in a pretty tony area, and suddenly he's attacked by two unknown assailants who recognize him? I got enemies that from 20 years ago from high school that don't recognize me. I look better now. They're like, is that a better looking version of Kevin Jackson than when he was in high school? Look, this story didn't pass anybody's smell test. Don't let me get started here because I'm starting to repeat myself. But there were so many holes in the story, it's crazy. And to say you would have to be a lunatic to believe it is really such an that's downplaying it to such a degree I feel insulting. I feel like I'm insulting you by saying that. Of course you'd have to be a lunatic to believe that story. But now that leftists are forced to admit that they're lunatics and admit that Jussie Smollett is a lying scumbag, I'm just curious as to how this is all going to shake out. Yeah, Chicago PD has to be so, I mean, there are people in Chicago PD laughing now going, yep, we knew it. We knew this clown was faking it. We couldn't even say anything. They were hamstrung over political correctness. Couldn't say a word. But what do we find out? We find out Jussie Smollett set this whole thing up, hired two Nigerians, which I got to give him credit. He put two black people to work. Way to go. And, you know, which white people are complaining, wait a minute, Hollywood leftists are like, hey, those roles are supposed to go to white guys. What's up with that, man? Yeah, there's all kinds of tangential funnies that go with this. Hey, by the way, where are the late night comedians? Where are they on this? Jussie Smollett, man, he is ripe for humor right now. He said he was the gay Tupac. Well, now is he ready to take his bullets? Hey, Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel, where are you guys? This guy is ready. I mean, come on. Come on. Haven't heard a word. Jussie Smollett, lying scumbag. I've been tweeting to this dude. I've been talking about this stuff. This is a man who wanted to set us up. It gets even better. I'm telling you, this story gets even better. I'm going to talk about this for the rest of this hour because there are new developments in this. Jussie Smollett set this up. There was a story that broke. He practiced it. Are you paying attention listening to the Kevin Jackson show? I just want to make sure y'all are still with me. Yep, they're there. I feel their pulse. He practiced this. This guy went all over, you know, oh, feeling sympathy. Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I feel sorry. They beat me up. They beat me up. This, that, and the other. This, look, this is orchestrated beyond belief. And where are all the people that were, oh, it's a modern day lynching. Hey, Kamala Harris, where are you? Modern day lynching. Cory Booker, where are you? Modern day lynching. Maxine Waters, Jesse Waters, and I know his family, and he is a good man, and this and that, and it is a shame in this country, and all that. And I played a montage. I've been playing this montage because it's so fitting. All the media. This is a terrible, terrible 2019 America. 2000. Hard to believe. No, it isn't. Let me tell you something. It ain't hard to believe that leftists would dare lie on us in 2019 America. Not hard to believe at all. It is very easy to believe, in fact. That's what they do. As Barack Obama would say, that's who we are. Yeah, that's who we are. Yeah, that is who they are. They are liars and scoundrels and connivers and scumbags. And that's why I call them that. And dare I say, lying skanks? Yeah. Hey, Fox. Hello, hello. These people they perpetrated this lie, propagated it even further, tried to make it appear as if, you know, this is my guy head wearing pro-Trump rednecks and beat up that black gay guy. Yeah, right. None of it happened. And worse than that, it was all a setup, folks. This was orchestrated weeks in advance. Yeah, I'm going to get to that here in a bit. Weeks in advance, Jussie Smollett knew what he was doing. I don't know whether, you know, I don't know who all was involved in this. In fact, one guy tweeted a black dude, what's his name, Tajid something. He says, well, okay, so we now learn that, you know, this that Jussie, you know, lied about this. But what's the real story behind it? Like Donald Trump put a gun to his head. Like it was Trump and Putin planning it out and saying, hey, let's go set Jussie Smollett up. That's the kind of stuff we deal with. There are people out there, oh, but okay, so what, he lied? He brought attention to the greater good. Yeah, nice try, lefties. You ain't going to get away with that one. The greater good. The greater good is we should be looking at people for the content of their character. That's what we should be doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Woo, it's got to be some nasty crow. Some nasty crow. Black gay crow is what these lefties got to eat, believing this crap that Jussie Smollett was talking about. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Crazy stuff happening. Yeah. Leftists forced to admit, forced to come to the conclusion, to come to the realization that the guy that they put their faith in for just, what, a couple of weeks is a liar. He's nothing but a lying leftist scumbag. He set the whole thing up. Woo! Yeah. Hey, like we didn't know it. I said in the last segment, I haven't even read the story. It came across, I think Jim Hoff, one of my buddies, Gateway Pundit. He says, they practiced it. They practiced this thing. You know what they didn't practice? They didn't practice all those security cameras and stuff like that. You know what they didn't practice? Those leftists didn't practice logic. And the idea that we were going to be going. Okay, wait a minute. You want us to believe two white dudes were watching Empire? That were, you know, two rednecks were watching Empire, pro-Trumpers, and they recognized Jussie Smollett and decided to kick his butt. Yeah, I just believe that did not even pass test one. Then we had to realize about all the other stuff, you know, that he, you know, they had the noose, like they were carrying a noose around, or they knew how to tie a noose knot, you know, which everybody does, right? I mean, we're all Boy Scouts. I can tie a noose knot. Oh, and they carry around bleach with them. And I would love to go back now and see who planted that bleach bottle that the New York Post found near the scene of the crime about 4 or 5 days ago. Yeah, we found a bottle and it smelled like bleach. Yeah, where were you? At the laundromat? It's unbelievable. But here's what was really interesting about this story. Not long before this hoax attack on Jussie Smollett, there was another incident involving a TV show Empire. You guys aware of this? CNN reported this. A letter containing a white powder was sent to the Chicago set of Empire days before one of the show's stars, Jussie Smollett, was allegedly attacked by two men on January 29th. Chicago spokesman Anthony Guglielmi, whatever, I don't know how to say his name, told CNN that the letter received on January 22nd, a week before this attack, by the way, at CineSpace Studios, where the show is filmed, prompted a response from the hazmat unit. Guglielmi. Said authorities determined the powder to be aspirin, but declined to give details on the contents of the letter. A spokesperson for 20th Century Fox Entertainment, which produces the series, declined comment when reached by CNN. See, everybody is now shutting up. They're shutting up. Oh, by the way, we're keeping Jussie. That's what the Fox said. You know, we're not going to do anything. I mean, this was a few days ago. It may have changed since then. I mean, it ain't like Jussie called some people lying skanks that were lying skanks. I mean, all he did was utilize the services of the Chicago Police Department, hazmat, and the FBI in a hoax, a race crime hoax, and gender crime, if you want to include the LGBT part of it. Go, you go, girlfriend. You go. Anyway, the FBI is leading the investigation into the letter, he added. I suspect if the FBI were serious about investigating this crime, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I'm going to say they might want to take a look at Jussie Smollett. I mean, I'm no Columbo, you know, but brother thinks he might have a clue. What this proves, folks, is Smollett organized this entire hoax in advance. Why? Because let me ask you, here's a logical question on this anthrax thing. Why would anybody want to send anthrax to the set of Empire? Why?
I didn't like the way y'all did that cliffhanger before that commercial in episode 3. I didn't like that, man. You know.
I don't think there are too many Americans concerned with a show about a black hip-hop mogul and the interactions of that whole business. I just don't think they would. The people that give that much care about it. As I wrote recently, this isn't Smollett's first time with a publicity stunt. He's a real drama queen, apparently. Insecure, uninformed, stupid egomaniac. Always on the defensive, and back in 2016, he did what I called a fan check. Yeah, well, he says, look, they're writing me out of this Empire, and you know, he actually, it was a cryptic tweet that was like,
I may not see y'all next season, and y'all better check it out or whatever. And then everybody's like, oh, man, I hope they ain't going to let your character go on Empire. I said three people on Twitter, probably people he paid, probably Nigerians. And then he was like, nah, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I just want to see what y'all are thinking. You know, they'll keep me around as long as I don't raise hell or whatever. That's what he implied, like he's a real hellion on the set or something. I'm telling you, there's more to this story. Jesse Smollett is probably, he knew that they were looking to get rid of him or something. Something came up. This isn't just just out of the blue. He planned this whole thing. He sent Aspirin to the set of Empire. Oh, I'm going to go out and say, what? What y'all looking at? My producers are like, oh, yeah, Kevin, you just going to put yourself out there? Like, yes, I'm going to put myself out there. I believe that Jesse Smollett is the one who sent the aspirin to the set of Empire a week before he faked getting his butt kicked by two MAGA, you know, saying MAGA hat wearing pro-Trump rednecks. Reuters documented other suspicious powder attacks. And see, what I've noticed about these suspicious powder attacks and these attacks on the Democrats' buildings and these attacks on, you know, things that Democrats talk, is they're all set up. These fake, oh, somebody hung a noose on my door in my dorm room, says the black girl who hung the noose on her door of her dorm room. Yeah. Mystery powders and mystery this or that. Let me tell you something, people paying attention to Kevin Jackson right now, as you should be. Almost all these attacks, whether it's an attack on a mosque, whether it's an attack on a Democrat headquarters, whether it's an attack on a Democrat that they claim, almost all of them are done by Democrats, by leftists. But when a Republican, a conservative is attacked, it isn't us doing it. When Rand Paul got attacked, he got attacked by his neighbor who hated Rand Paul. When Scalise got shot, it wasn't a Republican they later found. Oh, it was a Republican with his gun. You know how them Republicans are with the guns. No, it was a Democrat with his illegal weapon that shot him. And on and on and on. Here's the interesting part of this. When a Democrat threatens you, they're going to carry it out on you. When a Democrat is threatened by somebody else, it is a Democrat that's doing it. It's them that's doing it, not us. These are the people that threaten Donald Trump Jr. One guy in Texas threatened 150 different people. Lefties, lefty, 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 lefty. In almost all these cases of powder, it's a lefty. And the tactic is used by Democrats for two reasons, folks. One, to threaten somebody that they don't like. Or two, to garner attention for some lie that they want to promote. And that's what Jesse Smollett did. He sent what was supposed to be anthrax, aspirin, to the set of Empire to pretend that people didn't like him. That the white folks were out there going, I can't believe they got that show about Empire on and they're letting the black people be on TV and stuff. We got to stop it. Go, my God. Said nobody ever, because nobody cares about that stinking show. They don't care about black leftism, gay leftism, feminist leftism, whatever. We just move on with our lives, and we accept people for what they are, even these clowns known as leftists. He says he's the victim, and he's going to try to continue to play the victim. Jesse Smollett, they actually increased security for Jesse Smollett on the set of Empire because of what he did. They increased security for everybody. The studio incurred more cost because of this fraud. And then Jesse Smollett, do you know what he does? He turns down the security. Yeah. Turned it down because he wanted to appear tough. And then, along with the aspirin was a homophobic, racist letter, supposedly targeting him. Not that he's the only homosexual on the show. But, you know what he, so they went to 24/7 armed security on this set because of Jesse Smollett. Terrence Howard even said, oh, it was scary, man. They went, it was frightening for what was in the letter, etc. And now, I want to know what Taraji Henson and Terrence Howard and others are going to say about this clown. I'm not going to let it go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.